getting better.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
I just want it to play out a little bit longer than what usually the people hear, because it's a lot of people headbanging right now.
AM headbanging.
Headbanging. Hello, friends. It is Thursday, the 28th of June, 2012. Sunny, partly cloudy here in the state of Minnesota. You have yours. Really, Mr. Bradley Dean, and sorry to tell you folks, but Jake's back.
I'm back.
McMillan, Moses, the guy that we call the other guy. Oops. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out, go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Hit the right button.
Like.
No, the right button.
Oh.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, you're right.
I get these friends liking me on my Facebook, and then I look at their websites, and because I vet people.
Oh, yeah.
And I look on there, and they have Sons of Liberty on there, and it's the wrong Sons of Liberty. I don't know how they're doing that. But some out there just seem to be of the mind that they're hitting the right button when, in fact, they're not hitting the right button.
So hit the right button.
Yeah, they're hitting the right button.
Need to hit the right button.
Right. The like button after the right button.
Right.
Do you like that?
Right.
I knew you would. Folks, it's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd also like to check me out on my Facebook, please do. It's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, other guy?
Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
It truly is. What's going on there?
Well, there's obviously a lot going on in the You Can Run But You Cannot Hide world, in the Sons of Liberty world, excuse me.
Which is a branch of the ministry, yes.
That's right.
Okay.
Traveling, events, and making news. You're going to be able to see tomorrow on WorldNet Daily. Bradley's column is going to be coming out. Okay. It's a secret, but follow it. You want to like us on Facebook. And today on Sons of Liberty Media, we posted a handful of stories. Number one, do not buy Oreo cookies. These clowns put together a cookie with a rainbow flag on it. Not to manufacture, but to put it on there. And you can see the story on SOL Media.
Do you see all the boycotts going on?
Yeah, I wouldn't even
have gave them the notoriety that you just gave them.
I just want to let people know not to buy their cookies.
There's JCPenney's, there's Target, yep, there's General Nabisco, Mills. There's Kraft, there's General Mills. Yep. They're being emboldened because they know that their time is short.
Yep.
Especially after today with Abomination Care.
But unfortunately, when they do stupid things like that, like JCPenney's,
it does catch up real
then
quick.
The marketing manager ends up getting fired because their sales are down.
What is with it? What?
Sounds like criminals get put into little positions, and unless they're dealt with, unless the people speak and stand, they continue to stay there. But when speak and stand, then they're removed. That's why you don't buy Oreo cookies right now.
Uh-huh.
Period.
Oreo cookies.
Bad.
And now we'll have our little leftist friends put a adult or for Nabisco, all three of them.
Nabisco.
Probably have three new customers now.
Three little tweets.
But no, folks, aside of that, we got to hit this really quick because what I wanted to talk about was just an update on Fast and Furious. And then I'm going to let Jake skate for about 25 minutes on the issue of Obamacare and the unconstitutionality of what took place in your country today. Folks, you have to understand that them judges, I don't know who they're working for. They're not working for you anymore. They just... they threw off the Constitution today. You need to understand that. They said yes to tyranny, and they said no to your Constitution. And they are in league with this administration. There's no question about it. I don't believe that there was very few people in this country that believed that the Supreme Court was going to do what they did today. Yeah. But what you have to keep in perspective, friends, is if they're not ruled by law, then they have no position being in that position. They're a bunch of activists and legislators. And they're not, what?
Oh, I'm looking.
I mean, what are they doing there? To interpret the law, it's real simple. It's unconstitutional. So what they do is they go back to 1913 and say, now it's a new tax. Mm-hmm. So they set a precedent on top of another unconstitutional precedent concerning taxation without representation. You get it.
This is what Thomas Jefferson said. Judges, as the ultimate arbiters of the constitutional questions, is a doctrine which would be placed under the despotism of an oligarchy.
They are not the final say.
Not even close. Well, they're the referees.
That's exactly right. Okay, so we'll hit that when we come back. And then, folks, at 2:30, we got a surprise for you. I said I was going to hunt down Mark Dolfini, Italiano. He's a brother who serves in the United States Marine Corps, who stood by a little boy who died of leukemia, and his name is Cody Green. I'm here, guys. It's just... when I read these kind of stories and I think about these little guys that pass away this young, just thinking it gets me the wrong way. Maybe it's the right way. But when we come back at 2:30 after Jake's little exposition on Obamacare and my little tiny exposition on what's going on with the Fast and Furious contempt charges against Attorney General Department of Injustice Eric Holder, we're going to bring on that Marine, that American Mark Dolfini. We're going to talk about Cody Green, and we'll go through that. So stay with us. We're going to take a quick break. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to be a part of the show, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Now, friends, we got a lot to pack into this next hour. So stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Let's get to this really quick. The GOPers are saying message to White House. Listen carefully, friends. Stop asking us to negotiate in the dark on Fast and Furious. Did you hear what I said? Stop asking us to negotiate in the dark on Fast and Furious. In other words, this administration is asking that board, those investigators, to take it to the backdoor deals, so they can work out some kind of, negotiate some sort of a deal so they can put this under the rug. Isn't that interesting?
Yep. Posted on Facebook recently about this whole deal. It's got Obama sitting across from
Well, that's where he operates. That's where he operates.
In a dark room.
The transparency in his presidential.
Oh, very, very transparent.
It's incredible, isn't it?
So they're conversing about this, and Eric Holder says to Obama, "So now that we've got people's eyes off the economy and onto Fast and Furious,
that's right.
Now how do we get people's eyes off of Fast and Furious? Well, you just saw today something that drew a lot of people's eyes off of Fast and Furious.
I would say so. Interesting, wasn't it? Roosevelt that said, "There's nothing in politics that doesn't take place. That's not first plan.
That's right."
And it's very ironic that both contempt charges against Eric Holder and the decision on Obamacare took place today.
Yeah.
Very much so.
It is.
So, interesting point with Fast and Furious. Congressional Black Caucus, including Frederica Wilson, to walk out on Fast and Furious contempt vote.
Oh, Frederica.
I don't think people are catching on yet. Congressional Black Caucus.
Hey, Eric Holder, is he?
He's a black. He's a black dude.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, that's right.
So the Black Caucus, instead of standing on principle, are playing the racists by standing up and saying, listen, we don't care that he took guns illegally and put them into the hands of illegal Mexican drug smugglers and wanted to lay the blame on gun stores in America for crimes committed by the guns that Eric Holder put in their hands. No, he's black. And because he's black, we're going to walk out of the Fast and Furious contempt vote. Are these people painting themselves in a corner? Mm-hmm. Can you imagine this, friends? Just listen carefully. Congressional Spanish Caucus, Congressional White Caucus. Can you imagine if we had caucuses like that? You'd have the black communities, namely these people in this particular situation, up in arms. I have a black guitar player. And me and him need to talk. You know what? One of my heroes of the faith is MLK, Martin Luther King. And I guarantee you if MLK was still breathing today, friends, he'd be all over these people saying, what do you have a black caucus for? Don't you remember back in the day, Jake, MLK said that black power is as dangerous as white power? What is this doing? This is drawing the lines. What, are we not in this together, Frederica Wilson? This is racism. This is discrimination. This is an issue of law, Frederica Wilson. She will lead a fellow members and her fellow members of the Congressional Black Caucus in walking out on a House of Representatives vote this afternoon on whether to hold Attorney General Eric Holder. Why is that? The nation's highest ranking law enforcement officer in contempt of Congress. If the effort succeeds, which is, by the way, it's expected to do so, it will make Holder the first Attorney General in U.S. history to be held in contempt. What, because he's black, he's not to be held in contempt? Come on.
Maybe that was
That's exactly what these people are saying. I mean, if people, especially in the black communities, because we have some black friends out on the East Coast that are trying to make the black communities aware that it's this black president that's working for Planned Parenthood trying to eradicate the Hispanic and the black population through abortion. I watched none other than wannabe civil rights leader Al Sharpton.
Oh, God.
I mean, he had to read a piece of paper when he was doing the interview. And everything he said, he made zero sense.
That's definitely Al Sharpton.
And what's incredible about the whole thing is he wants everybody to be colorblind except him. Eric Holder broke the law, Mr. Sharpton. This president that you praise and that you drool all over 24/7, you need to look at what's going on behind the curtains in his administration. Remember what I just said with Fast and Furious? This administration is trying to get those investigators into the dark to negotiate themselves out of the crimes committed against the American people. That includes you, Al Sharpton, and me, and you, Frederica Wilson, and me. They're just hoping that you're foolish enough to fall for it, and you are. This is discrimination, friends, properly. Discrimination means anything contrary to law, like this. The word offend means anything contrary to God's moral law, Webster's 1828. So when people that are violating God's law say that they're offended, they are using that word in the reverse of what it means and defines out to be. So when someone that's breaking the law, like a man that's pulled over by a cop for breaking the law, going 70 in a 55 mile an hour zone, does he look at the cop and say, you're discriminating against me because you happen to be black or white or Latino? Or whatever the case is, the cop doesn't do that. He points his finger at the law and says, you broke the law. You don't look back up at him and say, that offends me. No, the cop looks back at you and said, no, you've offended me because you've endangered everybody on the highway for breaking the law. And for some people, they just don't think that far. They make it because they're so shallow-minded and indoctrinated and stupefied that they think it's an issue of color. This generation doesn't know racism, friends. And who's trying to throw it on the new generation? The older generation. We don't know that. This generation is colorblind. Your ought and your unforgiveness and your discrimination and your ignorance, you're trying to throw that onto a new generation. It doesn't belong here. And if I was this president, that would be the first thing I would do. But he's not doing that. What he's doing is he's picking up that stick and trying to hit anybody that he can get a reaction off from. That's what he's doing. And so is Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. Wannabe Martin Luther Kings. They ain't got the stuff, friends. Sit down, Alfred. Sit down, Jesse.
Unless you want us to start digging up your past, Mr. Jesse Jackson, and tell everybody that you have a child out of wedlock when you were committing adultery on your wife. You don't want us to talk about that, do you? Oh, no, 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 no. Folks, you have the criminals trying to point out people for crime. How ridiculous. And by the way, this is Marxism. And this kind of stuff jacks me up because Brian Terry is dead, a white man who's discriminating. If that was a black man, without question, these people would be in an uproar. They'd be, how do we handle this? He's a black man. What, do we just give him a pass? It's ridiculous, folks. And this stick, let me tell you, Frederica Wilson and Alfred Sharpton, that stick don't work for this generation, so get off it. Find something new.
Maybe do us a favor when you do walk off. Just don't come back.
Please.
Just stay. Stay gone. The only point you're
MSNBC would be doing themselves a big favor to get rid of him in the first place. What, does he bring on your ratings? You don't have any ratings.
Nor any accountability, nor any trustworthiness.
Or any common sense, or any backbone in righteousness.
And just what you said, this generation isn't buying it. This is old news going down into the slough, going down into the sloth, because now people are going to stand against this, and people are going to realize now
they're painting
this
themselves,
doesn't exist.
Jake, these people, and by the way, how old are they? 65 years old, 70 years old, 55 years old. Yeah. We don't even know what they went through.
That's right.
And what I do know is everything they're doing right now is exactly what MLK was trying to distinguish. Mm-hmm. I'm not sorry, extinguish.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of it.
That's
eradicate
right.
It. Abolish it. But they're the ones leaving.
Bringing it up.
That's exactly right. They're the ones kicking up the dust, aren't they?
Yep. Yep. And that's the ultimate.
To their own demise.
That's right.
They're doing it to their own demise.
And this is where people that bring them and that love them and that vote for them, you got to realize it's to your demise, ultimately.
Totally.
It's not even, they're going to drive home in their Cadillac and in their nice clothes and their pimped out houses that they have because they serve in Congress. They're going to get their salary for the rest of their lives. Well, they're selling you out.
Totally. They totally are.
It's just like a pimp does.
Maxine Waters.
Oh, boy.
Isn't she a stinking piece of work?
Oh, yeah. Let's get posters of these people. Again, walk out and then just keep walking.
Please
don't come
do.
Back.
No, no, no. Walk out, and then when you come back, you'll see that you've been impeached.
That's right.
That's what needs to happen.
That's exactly what needs
That's
to happen.
That's what really needs to happen today, isn't it? When we come back, what we're going to do is we're going to talk with Mr. Mark Delfini about a little boy named Cody Green. And
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I was just going across America real quick just to see what's going on in our country, and I was just thinking, boy, oh boy, just the other day, the Supreme Court just assaulted Arizona and the state sovereignty. Now they just assaulted everybody in this country. This is a day of infamy.
Yes.
It really is.
And a week and a year in the past 3 years, this administration.
It's been a time to pull up the shield.
Uh-huh.
Daily, continuously.
Yep.
Wow.
No sleeping, leave the boats covered. We can't afford another summer of people sleeping.
No. About a month ago, friends, I told you guys a story, and I'm going to try to be as short as I can because I want Mark Dolfini to give you the details as to how they took place. And it was a story of a little boy. It was a story of a little boy named Cody Green. Sorry, friends. A story of a little boy named Cody Green who went through chemotherapy, and time and time again, he beat it 3 times. And what happened, the chemotherapy weakened his immune system. To the point where it took a little 12-year-old man from us. And when I seen this story, I seen a picture of Marine standing on my Facebook, I thought, well, there's another one of our bros that we got to stand behind. And when I looked at it, it was a picture of a Marine standing at the door of a hospital. I thought, what's that? And I read the story and I thought, oh, wow. Not only are these guys out there volunteering to stand on the front lines to protect and preserve our country, but we have a hero that's a double Marine that took the time to stand in front of a little boy in the hospital room who was dying of leukemia. And I thought, well, we got to get this guy on the radio because I want these guys to know that. That's the reason we're on the front lines doing what we do in the public arena. While they're fighting foreign battles,
right,
we're at home fighting domestic battles because that Constitution that they get, that oath that they give before they serve our country says both foreign and domestic. So if our bros are over there bleeding, some dying, fighting foreign battles, and the cost being their blood and their life to ratify the Constitution, well, it's my patriotic duty back here at home to stand up for what's going wrong in America so they can come home to the freedom that they're fighting for. So anyways, to say that, I think we're cool now. We got Mark Dolfini on line one. How are you, sir?
Doing well, sir. Thank you for forwarding this story. It's an honor to be here today.
I appreciate it. I seen you, Mark, on Facebook. Someone shot it out there. And when I seen it, I just thought, what's this guy doing? And I stopped and I read the story and I thought, oh, man. I mean, first of all, I got about, you know, a quarter of the way through it and I got five boys. So it just hit me right off the spot. And I continuously, when I think of these little men in the hospital fighting for their lives, it wrecks me like it is right now.
Yeah, I can understand. I mean, I don't have children of my own, but I have someone in my life that has two young boys, and I couldn't imagine. That's close enough. And I'll tell you, I experienced something that changed me. And I mean, we could talk about it a little bit, but later. But when I was there with the parents during that time, there's really no other better way that I felt that I could honor both Cody and his mom and his family the best way I could.
Amen. Can you do me a favor? Let's start from the very beginning. Can you just kind of lay out the story as to what took place? I'm trying to get there with you, Mark, but I'm telling you, I'm having a hard one with this one, a hard time with this one. Will you start from the beginning and tell us exactly what took place? Be kind to paint the picture as to what I seen on Facebook.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I mean, not to get overly religious or anything, but there's certain things when you have the ability to look back, you just kind of realize that, you know, God just meant for me to be there at that moment in time. And when you understand the, you know, I really was nothing but a pawn in this. So, I mean, I say that, you know, people really appreciate what I did, but it really was divine intervention where I was just there to do what God put me in place to do. But, in any event, really how this happened, when you hear the story, you'll understand. I have a car that it's an older vehicle and, it needed some muffler work. And I usually bring it to this one service garage, and I've been bringing it there for years. And for one reason or another, I used to bring my vehicle to a tire and muffler shop. Used to bring it there all the time. There was a guy who owned the shop, and he was a former Marine. And I used to bring my vehicle there for just about everything. But for one reason or another, nothing bad. We just kind of started going to this other place and whatever. And so I stopped going to that tire and muffler shop. Anyway, this vehicle that I have now, it's an older vehicle, and I needed a new muffler, and the place that I was bringing it to didn't really do that work. They were going to say, well, we can bring it to another shop. I said, oh, you know what? I'll bring it to this other place. That's not a problem. So hadn't been there in years, walked in, and the owner, who's a former Marine, I asked for Larry. I said, where's Larry at? Oh, he's on vacation. Kind of said, oh, okay, and kind of got to chat with the guy behind the desk, and, well, he happened to be a former Marine as well. So we got chit-chatting about the Marine Corps League and these different events and so forth, and kind of talked about the Standing for the Fallen events that we do here at the Marine Corps League. And he says, oh, that's great, you know, and that was pretty much it. We talked about the muffler, and then that was pretty much it. Well, about a month later, his name was Steven. About a month later, I got a call from Steven, and he said, hey, we've got an employee. His name is David Snowberger, and his son, Cody, is not doing well, and he kind of told me the story, and really and kind of said, you know, look, you know, would love to, you know, if we can maybe make him an honorary Marine. I mean, he's kind of told me a story, and I was like, oh, absolutely, we'll honor him anyway we can. And that's pretty much the nuts and bolts of the story. So, I mean, when you kind of look back and you think, wow, this is, you know, I mean, I had no reason to go to that shop other than just the fact my muffler kind of crapped out on me, and he thought enough of me to want me to go forward and help honor this boy any way that I could. I mean, it was a no-brainer.
Did you know Cody then? Did you get an opportunity to spend time with Cody?
Unfortunately, no. I didn't. The only night I met him was the night that that I was able to honor him.
And you stood outside for 8 hours honoring that little boy.
Yeah, I mean, David had called me. David was Cody's dad, and he had called me, and we tried to set something up several different times, but Cody was very weak, and he was coming in, he was fighting infection, and they were trying to say, well, he's not kind of in and out of consciousness and so forth, and he just wasn't in a good place. So we tried to set something up a couple different times, and the last call he gave me a call that Friday afternoon, and it was pretty clear to me that he was not well, mm-hmm. and that he wasn't. It didn't sound like he was going to last too much longer. So I, you know, I have a business I run here in Lafayette, and it was about an hour to get down to Indy. And, of course I had to go home and change and get in my uniform and so forth and get cleaned up. But,
I thought you looked great, brother. And I want to tell you from the Sons of Liberty, both me and Jake and America, sir, we salute you for what you did. And we salute little Cody Green.
Well, I really appreciate it, and if I can ask of just anything of your listeners,
please do.
You know, the best way you can honor young Cody and just knowing more about him now and the way he lived his life is just pay it forward any chance you get. You know, just it's something small. I know, you know, we often talk about what we, you know, the guy just take a second, take an extra second, hold the door for somebody, pick up a piece of trash, do something. And if you want to honor Cody, I can't think of a better legacy to leave for anybody.
Amen.
You know, I can't think of the mission of what we do at the Sons of Liberty and what we've done for a number of years is reaching into that next generation and just to see the honor and respect that that little man had for the Marine Corps and for what you all are doing. And just to see that, you know, so many kids idolize Hollywood stars or music artists. And they just leave them high and dry. They're using this generation. But to see how you came through at the end.
Mark, you were head and shoulders above all the rest of that garbage. That was the heart. That was the essence of American patriotism right there, what you did. And I want to tell you, that we got to take a break real quick here. First of all, will you do me a favor? Jump on Facebook with me on Bradley Dean because I want to buddy up with you, number one. And number two, if Cody's parents are listening, if there's anything that we can do as the Sons of Liberty, we're heard in 53 countries. We're heard all over the country right now. I want to be able to be here for you, and it's not going to be mere words. We'll back it up with action. And, again, we salute you, my friends. We salute you in every sense of the word.
Well, thank you. And I know that Cody's family is listening, and I know on their behalf that they're just so proud and everything for the way the media and everybody has responded to this. So thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you, Mark.
God bless you, bro.
Appreciate it. Cody Green, folks, on April 28th, 2012, passed away from a battle with leukemia. So we want to let you know that, and we're in a real world here, my friends, and let's not lose heart.
That's right.
And let's not forget about those guys that are standing guard.
That's right.
And let's not forget about our little people, folks, because the Sons of Liberty are on the front line fighting for our posterity. So join us with your actions. 1 John 3:18.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
The Sons of Liberty is the only radio program that I've heard where they actually walk their talk.
They apply it to their lives and show real leadership. And this is the kind of stuff that America needs to hear if we're ever going to reform ourselves and give hope for our next generation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tadler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you want to check out Cody Green's website, well, actually, we found one of them. We just posted it on Facebook. It tells you the story, and it also shows you the American Marine, Mark Dolfini, standing guard. You guys, you get a better visual rather than just trying to paint it out the best way that we can with words. You can go ahead and look at the pictures. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Heather's posting it for you right now. Or, again, if you'd like to see it, I'm going to be posting it on my Facebook in just a couple minutes here. Bradley Dean on Facebook. Jake, you have 7 minutes.
Hoo-wee!
Let's do what we can do.
I'm going to be smoking on this. Well, in light of who we just talked with, Mr. Dolfini, that is the purpose of America right there. It's the blood. It's the sacrifice. And this little boy is looking to honor those veterans, and he died.
As a hero.
And those veterans turned back, and they went and honored that hero, that young man. They didn't let us down, folks, time and time again. Our soldiers don't let us down, but when we go to the Supreme Court or we go to Congress, what are they doing with the rights and the liberties that people have died for, that little boys are looking up to honor? Okay, cool.
That's right. And every patriot in America should be doing the same thing that Cody did in this particular situation. Not to take away from Cody's story.
Mm-hmm. So as we look at that in light of that, as we look at what's going on with the Supreme Court decision, there's a lot of ground to cover here, first of all, folks, because constitutionally understanding what law is and where law comes from.
Lay a premise for tomorrow then, Jake.
That's the first thing. Where do our rights come from? Our rights come from God. He's the lawgiver that protects our rights. Government's job is to secure our rights. Now, we've talked about this a number of different times. Then all of a sudden, government comes in through convenience using blood, folks. Always keep that in mind. When they do anything in those offices, they're using blood. That's what gives them the ability to sit in those seats because died.
That's right.
So every piece of legislation.
Our veterans that gave them a right to be there in the first place.
Because without that, it's just a room full of people.
That's right.
It's just a room full of people. So government's job is to secure those rights. It says in the Declaration of Independence. What government oftentimes does by the blood that's been shed to give them authority and to give us liberty, ultimately, they take those rights and they create new rights, i.e. health care.
Yeah.
We had a House of Representatives that gave us the bill through Nancy Pelosi, who was the author of it. And
10:28 this morning, she said victory for America.
Victory for America.
The criminal saying victory for America.
That's right.
Yeah.
And an administration, Obama, his administration, ramrodding Obamacare through. Then, once the people get to vote on their elected representatives, clearly stating these people did not represent us accurately, threw them out.
And they knew it. They've been told for... Yes.
That's why they did it so quickly.
What is it, 823 days or something like that?
That's why they did it so quickly.
Yes.
Let's hurry up, because the people aren't... We're going to have to shove this in. They're going to puke it back at us, but we got to shove it in quick, so they did it.
I got to interject a thought. They know all the well as to what they were doing.
Yes.
They knew, the Supreme Court knew. There's no way you can tell me that they didn't know what they were going to do because of what they're hanging on to here.
Yeah. They would have never brought it this far had they not known.
No way, because they're implementing it across the country regardless of what the Supreme Court said, yay or nay, anyways.
That's right.
Who gave them the thumbs up?
And you've got it. You've got it right here in this state of Minnesota. And, folks, we went down as the governor was bringing in Obamacare before this ruling.
Mm-hmm.
Said the same thing to him. Had an opportunity to go up to the podium and give a direct speech to him and the people that were there. It is unconstitutional because it's power. Thomas Jefferson talks about power. Power unchecked is absolute. It doesn't stop. It knows no limits. It knows no boundaries. And that's what you just saw today. Unchecked power.
This is an exhibition of totalitarianism.
That's right.
Dictatorship. Tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it looks like. But the question that I asked right when I first heard this, I said to the crew here, I said, well, what did you expect from a bunch of criminals?
That's right. You look at four of these justices as an example. Ginsburg, who was she nominated by? Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was impeached.
Yeah.
So we got criminal number one.
Well, dude, she's Ginsburg. The one that said of abortion back in 1973 that it was about undesirables. Uh-huh. She knew all the well as to what the decision was that the Supreme Court was giving and what it was about. Yeah. It was about the undesirables that there was too many of. She knew that it was to eradicate the population.
That's right.
Population control.
She knows exactly what it's about.
That's right.
So there's a judge. What do you think?
What did you expect from her?
Healthcare?
Now, look at the deceptive measures. Just a week ago, she's on TV telling people that it's like chopping off the head of lettuce. Sharp contention. Where? What are you talking about? Oh, and by the way, this is the only time that this administration can blame Bush because it was Chief Justice John Roberts that Bush
appointed.
Seated.
Because actually, and this is where it gets really crazy, if you look at the list of all-time conservative Supreme Court justices and all-time liberal justices, Ginsburg is ninth all-time liberal judge. We already knew where she was going to go with this. John Roberts is actually in the top 10 most conservative judges, along with the other four that did vote in favor, Alito, Scalia, and
people were afraid of Roberts, though, when he was seated. Keep that in mind. People were afraid of him because they looked behind who he was, and they weren't quite sure as to, you know, is he the right guy that should be there, so on and so forth. So, folks, if you ever want to know why we skip a lot of details, because a lot of the times that we're talking about the details, they're not important.
Yeah.
Is it right? Or is it wrong? Is it legal or is it illegal? Is it American? Is it un-American? Is it lay the axe to the root of the tree? Don't sit there and get caught up in the arguments about the branches on the tree. Just lay the axe to the root of the tree. So let's just get to the point. The bottom line is what they did today was illegal. Yep. Go on.
And you've got two appointees. And the other appointee, Stephen Breyer, was appointee from Clinton. What do you think he's going to give us as far as a decision? Extremely liberal justice. Of course he's going to vote in favor of health care.
They're stacking the courts, Jake, and you know it as well as I do.
Then you get Obama. He's got the last two appointees, Alina Kagan and Sotomayor. Gee, I wonder what they're going to do. Alina Kagan already told us before she was a Supreme Court
justice. She was supposed to recuse herself, but she didn't listen to that.
And that got brought to
That's going to be one of the appeals. And here's the other thing, too. Sotomayor, she's an internationalist, friends. She's an internationalist. What do you expect? Obama's an internationalist. He's a UN joker. He's a New World Order. He said it. We shared that with you last week. Mm-hmm. What do you expect from these people? And what I thought was rather ironic, Jay, can I jump the gun a little bit here, or are you done with those?
Well, sure. I was just going to bring up Kennedy is the one that everybody was wondering, what is he going to do? Because he's more of the liberal out of the conservative, however you want to say it, the word public. But he's the one who voted to ixnay the whole thing.
Jake.
And then Robert steps in out of nowhere, showing his traitorous colors, and says, well, you know what? Nothing wrong with this. Voting the whole thing, writes the decision, the Chief Justice.
Jake, let me show you people how backwards you are. What is he going to do? What is he going to do? No, America, what are you going to do?
And how did
what
it get
are
this
you
far?
Gonna do? That's right.
That's why. Because
you're not sitting here waiting for him to tell you what the deal is. He ain't your daddy.
Sure.
It's we the people.
Not him, the government. That court demonstrated today that they think that they are above God. Mm-hmm. Well, they did this a lot. They've been assaulting the Constitution decade after decade after decade after decade. And it's going to stop when you decide as to how far you're going to let it go.
Yep, because
that's what it comes down to.
Just as Thomas Jefferson said, the Constitution would be a mere thing of wax in the hands of the judiciary, which they may twist and shape in any form as they please if the people allow it to get to that point.
They should be afraid they're all going to get fired.
Why it's even there, that's right. So now we're going to come into the real scope. I told you shouldn't have been surprised by this, because in this make-believe world that they have put it in and that the media has tried to convey to us
that's right.
It isn't make-believe.
You don't have a choice.
No one
can get rid of those guys.
That's right. Number one, and this is a good trivia question, how long of a term does the Supreme Court justice serve? Many people say it's a life term. It's not. You need to read your Constitution and know that it's not. It's during good behavior. What is good behavior? Where they're not traitorous towards the cause of the Constitution.
Good point.
1996, six members of the Supreme Court voted to overturn the Colorado election forbidding special rights for homosexuals. There was a threat. Following that, there was a threat in the House of Representatives that they could possibly be impeached, all six of them.
Amen.
So right after
that... Just like Iowa.
Right after that, unexpectedly, the Supreme Court unanimously chastised a lower court that had overturned a statewide election in Arizona.
Well,
speaking of the voice of the people, because they were scared to death that the people were actually going to do something and not say,
what did
the men in robes say?
That's right. Let's put this into perspective. That the people were going to magnify the law.
That's it. And apply it.
That means lawfully.
That's
who's
right.
Doing the rebelling here, friends?
That's right.
Not the law-abiding citizen, mm-hmm. but those that are on the bench that are not abiding by the law.
Yeah, but you'll see, when the law-abiding citizen no longer abides by the law and rebels against his God, then what does God do? He appoints tyrants over them.
Yes.
Allows them.
Nebuchadnezzar, you're right.
That's right.
Yep.
To chastise them. Why? Not to destroy them, so that they'll wake up, which is what's happening right now in America.
That's
they'll wake up and deal with them. But, folks, if you don't deal with the people, legislation is never going to go away. Because just like William Penn said, good men don't lack good laws. Bad men always lack good laws. It's the men, not the legislation.
You are the best.
Oh, that was a fast elevator.
Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We love you by what we do. You laid a premise.
Yes.
Let's kick it off tomorrow.
Let's do it.
Talk to you tomorrow. Love you.
Tree and the strong old tree, and we are the sons, yes, we are the sons of liberty.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.